Dan Hampton.
Guys, I can't take it.
OB. It's all about that game.
Ed Obradovich.
Yeah, okay.
Guys. Hey, what's the question?
Glenn Kozlowski.
Okay, let's move on.
Touchdown, Bears.
An OB show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN.
Well, coming down to the wire, Mark. Bears are trailing by six with 38 seconds inside the 10.
Pretty
hard. Third down and goal.
Hard to believe. The Bears were down 27-7 and looked basically as bad as you could possibly look. And now we've got 34 seconds to go, fourth and goal inside the 10. Bears are down six. And if Joshua Bellamy, along with a bunch of other Bears, could catch, they'd actually be in the lead. OB, how are you, sir?
That's the problem.
Catching the football.
If they could have done this, if they could have done that, you know.
They still got one more chance.
If they had the right game plan.
Everything.
If guys weren't dropping a ball left and right all over the place, it's just it never ends.
I mean,
maybe they can pull us one out. We'll see right now.
I mean, but look, this is it. This is the last play of the game, basically. It's fourth and goal. You have to score here or you lose. It's that simple. And here comes the pressure. Incomplete.
Yeah, so
Bears lose.
You got to give them credit for battling back.
Or is this the Tennessee Titans just taking them for granted? You know what? You're right. Let's give them credit for battling back.
I mean, a little bit of something.
Barkley, I don't even know his first name.
Matt Barkley.
Mark Barkley, whatever. Fourth string quarterback. At one time was considered one of the top prospects going into the pros at SC.
Yeah.
Really played well today, Ed. He threw the ball as good as you can.
Glenn, that kid came out of high school like he was the next, Tom Brady or somebody. And he went to Southern Cal, and he did okay. And then I think the Eagles drafted him, and he's basically been hanging around for 4 years. But I'll tell you, what I actually saw him, this is the first game he ever started. What I saw of him, I kind of liked what I saw.
Well, he
threw the ball downfield.
How about that, folks? Let me tell you what. The first play, what do? We go downfield to Wilson, 33 yards. And we come back in the first quarter and go downfield again, which I've said 100 times, throw the ball downfield. If the guy doesn't catch it, they can throw a flag. It's interference, whatever. And it was an interference call, and we got 45 yards on that. And then for the rest of the second half, we abandoned it. What we did, we went over the middle, skinny post. Very seldom did we try to stretch the field again, which is something that I totally and completely don't understand. And one other thing, defensively, for you people that follow the game religiously and are very close and tape it, all you have to do, what I want you to do, is go look at the tape. Watch our defensive line. Watch the two down inside linemen. And take a look at their stance on first down and second down. I couldn't believe it. Dan Hampton couldn't believe it. Nobody could believe it.
I couldn't believe it, and we didn't
folks,
even talk to each other.
They were sitting there, and they were. If the two defensive inside guys leaned back any further, they'd have fell over on their backs. And guess what? What did they do? All they had to do was come, because you don't have to push those guys anywhere. All you got to do is position block, hit them, turn them, and bang. They were going up the middle. If you remember the plays, but look at that stance, and you mean to tell me? We have a defensive coordinator. We have a defensive line coach, an assistant defensive line coach, and they can't pick that up? That's unbelievable. You don't play football in this league like that.
No, and quite
Dan, you saw it.
Yeah, and you know what, folks, and you're saying, okay, they lost the game. Well, we're ranting about something as trivial as the defensive lineman. Well, it's not trivial. It's fundamentals that they put you in a position where you can compete and win. And you know what? There's a reason why we lost the game today. We basically could not get any sustained pass rush on Marcus Mariota. Kaz, this kid's pretty good. We talked about it, you know, the last couple of weeks that, you know, he's one of those kind of kids that can, you know, he can run and pass and hurt you. But guys, today, you know, I there's got to, you know, and again, we're gonna kind of beat on the drum of this coaching staff. They didn't have the team ready back in September. We're still not ready. Did you see how many drops? And then the final play of the game, it was a catchable pass that was dropped once again.
Again, our two inside down linemen. Why Mariota was throwing the ball all over the place, you really didn't see him running and helter-skelter the first half. The reason why our two inside D linemen couldn't push him back. They would snap. They're sitting back on their haunches. At the snap of the ball, they race straight up and hand fight the guards and center. What do you think? That's what they want you to do. And we're talking, this is the 11th game. That is real stupid football. Stupid.
312-981-7200. That's the phone number. It's Hamp and OB with Kaz. We're presented by your local Chevy dealer, ChevyDriveChicago.com. Start of the show, sponsored by Martin Chevy, also sponsored by the Patrick Dealer Group. Dan Wiederer of the Tribune is tweeting out, the Bears had 10 drops today via their count, including two in the end zone on the potential game-winning drive. Joshua Bellamy dropped one
Hit
of them.
In his chest.
Pathetic.
See, here's the problem. Pathetic. If your wide receiver coach doesn't work with you catching with your hands
or demand you to do it correctly in practice.
Right. Then you're going to reach and have your arms open and let it bounce off your chest. And this is, my goodness, this is what you teach little 8, 10-year-old potential little kid football players to do. You know, and these are these guys are supposed to be pros, Ed.
This is the highest league you could play in. Not unless there's another league on Mars or Pluto or somewhere. I got to tell you what. Guess what a receiver at this level does. He has one thing. What's his job?
Catch the ball.
Catch the damn football. I don't want to hear any excuses. 10 drops. 10 in 4 quarters. And we're supposed to win a football game? We got defensive linemen sitting back in our haunches like we're supposed to rush the passer. Are you kidding me?
I mean, in the fourth quarter, Marquise Wilson had a very good day. But
it's not taking anything away from him, but he also dropped a touchdown pass.
He dropped a touchdown pass in the corner of the end zone.
He dropped several passes, too. Mark, they're paid to catch the damn football.
OB,
okay?
Listen,
it's not batted away. This game isn't called bat the ball away.
You know, Dan asked a simple question. He said, hey, guys, how many passes did any of the wide receivers that you played with dropped? And I said none, because we wouldn't keep our jobs. I mean, there was a time in the National Football League where if you dropped the ball, Ed, you didn't get to come back the next week. Now those days clearly are gone, because apparently, you know, everybody drops it.
I tell you, even in practice, when you're in training camp and we'd look over and we see a 7-on-7 drill or whatever passing drill they'd be doing, the guys are dropping a ball, we would let them have it right in practice. Catch the damn ball, right in practice in training camp.
Yep.
Well, looking at the stats, you know, Cameron Meredith, you've got Alshon on his hiatus, and you've got Kevin White doing whatever he's doing. We need these young receivers to step up. Cameron Meredith was targeted 9 times today, 9 times, and only came up with 2 catches.
That's impressive.
And
that's a lot of drops.
You know, we haven't
that's
even mentioned. I don't know if you guys would give a passing grade to Matt Barkley, but I'm just saying, all in all, he made a lot of really good throws today, and he gave us a great chance to win. And another point here. You know, last week, Dow Loggins had no counter. We played checkers. They played chess. They put 8 in the box and dared us to throw the check down. We had Jordan Howard in. He couldn't catch it. Well, today, we did some things on offense. Early in the game, I heard you talk about that, Ed, going down the field. But in the second half, we were able to make some adjustments, and we started, you know, throwing at will against their zone. And those are things that are positive. But I don't know, you know, Johnny Unitas can't throw the ball much better than Barkley did to some of these receivers. They have got to catch the ball.
Well, the other thing is here, Dan, you look at the stats, and we're talking about 10 drops. I do not recall when, and that includes Cutler. The last time, what did we hit? 10 different receivers, 10 or 11 different receivers, folks. That 9 we've hit a couple of times, but when you hit that and you spread it around, that's pretty good football.
We threw the ball to 11 different receivers. 9 caught them.
Here's the problem, though. I mean, if you just count the 10 drops, and I think they were higher than 10, he completes 38 of 54 instead of 28 of 54. Wilson had a good day. He had 8 receptions, but he was targeted 11 times. That means he dropped it 3 times, right? For all intents and purpose.
Right.
He Bellamy had, was targeted what, 9 times. He caught 4 passes. That means he probably dropped it 4 times.
And the thing about it, he dropped balls that were right, bang, perfect, right in his hands.
Right.
Matt Barkley threw 2 touchdown passes on the final drive. In beautiful throws.
Yeah, couldn't throw it.
Even the last play of the game. It was he threw it at the only spot that receiver could catch it. Receiver doesn't catch it.
And I promise you that I would say that at least 95% of high school wide receivers would have caught the first one. Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, and I was going to say this. You know, we've got all of our chips in the baskets of Alshon and Kevin White. Because he's, you know, these younger receivers, come on. If they're going to be a playmaker, they had to stand up today. We need it. Every college game I watch, there's 2-3 different receivers flying around the field, catching everything that's thrown at them. Where are these guys? We don't want anybody that can catch it?
Well, and I'll go back to this, and this is the real issue. Let's go through, and we'll do this over the next 3 hours, but we've got coaches, because it's pretty simple. I mean, number one, when you drop that many balls – as a wide receiver, running back core, those two coaches shouldn't be on the staff anymore.
Yeah, by the way, Glenn, and for our listeners out there, they just didn't start dropping balls in
this game. They've been doing it.
Going in practice and all year. Right. You can make book on that one.
Right. This week on Chicago's Best, whether it's Memphis or Texas style, Elliot is smoking all the meats. It's Chicago's Best Barbecue, Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV. Phone number you want to jump in. Hamp and OB with Kaz on 720 WGN and CLTV till 4 is 312-981-7200. The Bears fall to the Tennessee Titans, 27-21 at somewhat empty, at least at times, Soldier Field. The Bears now 2-9. Coming right back on 720 WGN.